and talk to the superintendent, Freddie County Public Schools. Her name is Dr. Teresa Alvin, who happens to be right now at this, I think at this moment, she's at Tuscarora High School. Actually, you were there for a scheduled visit anyway, were you not, Dr. Alvin?
That's right. This is the time of year when I visit each high school to talk to seniors, and I was scheduled to be here this morning, and I'm here this morning.
Well, obviously, there's other things that I'm sure that you're discussing, not maybe with the seniors, but I don't know. Do you approach conversations with students to try to find more insight to, obviously, what is going on at Tuscarora High School here the last couple of days?
Well, the purpose of my senior visits at any school is to talk to students about the things that they have liked as a student in Frederick County Public Schools, what they think we do well, and what are some of the things that they think we could improve. And so I will leave it to the students, if that comes up in the conversation today, to, you know, find out how they're feeling. And many times when they tell me things we could improve, they will also give me some great suggestions for how to do it.
All right, so let's talk about what actually did happen. Of course, an off-site argument turned into a fight off-site, not in Frederick County Public Schools, but retaliation did take place at Tuscarora High School, where teachers had to get involved. You now had to. I think I heard yesterday there was some lockdown and lockdown going on. There was more school resource officers sent to break up a fight, and from what I've been hearing, in a retaliation fight.
That is correct. It was an issue that started in the community. And so, yes, someone wanted to get back at the person who had caused the fight in the community. And so we began to have some dominoes. Fortunately, again, the collaboration with our sheriff's department, we had extra officers here in the building. We did not go into a lockdown as such. We just asked that teachers keep their doors closed and locked so that we wouldn't have children, you know, going into classrooms looking for other kids, trying to minimize the amount of traffic in the hallways. Today, we have brought in a group of counselors to try to work on some mediation, because obviously continuing to try to retaliate is not going to solve the problem. And so an amazing group of folks who are here today to try to support some of that work as well.
Can you confirm or deny? I saw, and again, everything on Facebook, and I hate to bring up things on Facebook, but Brad Young kind of said, kind of confirmed it, that even though we had this huge fight and all these things happened, the principal at Tuscarora High School left the school to go to a meeting that I heard, saw on Facebook, was in Montgomery County. Brad thinks it was in Frederick County. How can a administrator leave when you have such a situation like that happen at your school?
He didn't leave the school. He was, again, scheduled to visit a school in Montgomery County, had gone to that visit when he heard what was happening, immediately came back to the school here. So he wasn't here and left. He was following the schedule that he had for the day and then modified that as soon as he heard that there were issues here.
Okay, so that kind of breaks that rumor that he was gone all day. He was scheduled to be gone, heard about what happened, and then came back. What time did he was able to come back? Do you know?
I don't know the exact time.
Okay. Do you know if this is just a retaliation? Is this something that's been building? Is this a racial component? Do you know of anything like that? I mean, I hear more fights at Tuscarora than any other school in Frederick County. Are there more there? And if so, what can we do about it?
Well, you know, I recently had a community meeting in this area, and there is a perception that there's more here, but when I look at suspension data across the county, that does not bear out that there's an excessive number here compared to anywhere else. So that is, again, when people make assumptions and they put things on social media, that's how rumors spread. So one of the things I also, and I know Mr. Berry was going to talk to the students about today, law enforcement gets very frustrated when these videos get posted on social media, because those videos are evidence of a crime. and really should be turned over to law enforcement so that they can investigate and press charges if possible. And that brings me to my other request of support from the community, and that is if you're not willing to press charges against someone who assaults you, then you tie the hands of law enforcement and you kind of keep us from dealing with the situation. And so it's really important that the community try to work with us to use the procedures that are in place to address some of these things.
So, yeah, okay, so obviously, and I don't know whether or not charges were pressed, and that was, I mean, taking the assumption that what you just said, that they didn't press charges, and the person who did the assault of the lady off-site was actually in school the next day. That's according to a teacher at Tuscarora High School.
And that I don't know for sure. I do know that, our security coordinator is the person who interfaces with law enforcement. And so he was updating me throughout the day yesterday, as late as 9:30 last night. He was sending me updates as he talked to law enforcement and got the specifics of what was going on. There were several arrests in the school yesterday, but that was for disorderly conduct. And again, the victim has to be the one who allows you to press charges for assault.
I do see, and somebody sent me a thing that said that according to, and I'm trying to find it here, according to some things in regards to Maryland Board of Education, that there are the consequences that you have certain limitations of how many days somebody can be suspended, that there are guidelines to that, that they don't necessarily always are followed, but they are there. And my question to you is that, you know, how many days would somebody get suspended? And do we have, you know, the purpose of the guidelines provide a framework. Do we live by those or do we not live by those?
Those guidelines are just that. Those are guidelines. Now, in Frederick County, we say, you know, fighting is an automatic suspension. How long that suspension lasts, a lot will depend on the intent, the severity. Is this a repeat offense? Is this the first time a child has ever done anything? And then we want to give the child due process as well. And so if you're going to expend for a certain period of time, then you really get into, you know, a long-term suspension, some of those guidelines from the state kick in. Are you going to expel a child from school? And that's when a lot of times parents will also appeal that decision to me, because, again, just as in any situation, the person that you are going to suspend or expel has due process rights.
We're talking with Dr. Teresa Alban. I don't know how much time you have, if you can hang on through just one more segment for the news, or do you have to go?
I have 12 seniors in the room next to me waiting to talk to me. So,
okay. Well, we will let you go then.
Do you want me to have our communications person call you?
You know what? I think we got enough. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I know he's been in touch with Diana Gibson a good bit, and he's been very helpful. He was on with Tim May yesterday. My biggest questions, you know, that I have, and I'll just go one more and we got to go, and that is, you know, we expect teachers to jump into the fray and separate these students. If something happens to a teacher and they press assault charges or anything like that, does the school stand behind them? Or what if they pull a student off and they are charged with assault? Do you stand behind them?
We ask our teachers to do what they can to separate. And we will support that. We're not going to support a teacher physically attacking a child to try to stop a fight. So, you know, there's a difference between separating and then assaulting a child. So in separating children, you're not going to be charged with assault.
Okay. Dr. Teresa Alban, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.